Hello there. My name is Kai, and this is Pokemon Empyrean. This is a Pokemon game. Oh, a new soul? I'm not reading it. What is going on? Welcome to the world of the Empyrean. So we'll get to what the beginning here. Let us begin with a few questions. Do you wish to be a boy or a girl? Okay, so this is a fan-made Pokemon game in the style of, I believe, Ruby and Sapphire, if I'm not mistaken. That's the style they took, or Fire Red, Leaf Green, possibly. A lot in the first minute here, but so this is a fan game that I have been highly recommended, and we'll get right into it. We'll play a boy in this case. And, they have skins we can choose. Oh, I didn't pick a skin. I accidentally hit the wrong button. Okay. I just hit enter. Okay, so just, it's asking us now what difficulty we would like to play on. Normal, that's fine. I'm not looking for a hard challenge. I kind of am looking for a hard challenge. So we're going to be playing this. Is a Nuzlocke. So we're going to be playing special mode, vanilla. Oh, it doesn't have Nuzlocke mode built in. Okay, that's fine. We'll be called Kai. Okay, making sure everything could be done. Kylie Kane, our name. Kylie Kane, yes, that's our name. And our data profile has been completed. Our data profile? Why is it saying our data profile? All right, so we are in a truck on the side of the road. Our dad has said, so we're finally here. And I pressed space and it continued. Dad says, do you remember this place, Kylie Kane? We came here on vacations back in the day. Okay. Did we? Yeah, I remember. Well, not really. Sorry, Dad. Dad then says, you don't? All the better. You get to re-explore it then. Just hope you didn't. Hope you didn't forget where our house is. You can't miss it. It's up there. Up where? Up. It says I can see it. I don't see it on the screen, so I'm not sure where it's telling me it's at. Dad says, let's go unpack, and then we can go have some visit the town and have some real father-son bonding. Okay, wow, he ran off real quick. They made the sound effect from Mass Effect. What was that sound from? That sound was from Metal Gear Solid, I think. So he dashed off again. We can do some exploring. I walk towards the beach. What I've got around me is I've got a road north of me. Some flowers and a truck to my east, and to my south I have a beach, so I walk towards the beach, and it says the beach does look tempting, but I should head towards the house first. All right, so let's walk up the path. There's a sign in front of us, and the sign says we can save our progress quickly by pressing Control S. Okay, that's pretty cool, and we can walk up. We got a set of stairs and another sign in front of us. That says, hint, you can move faster by running. Set your running style preferences in the options, and then use Z to run. Okay, is this a toggle? Oh, no, this is not a toggle. So, can we set that? No. How do I get to my... Ah, so the X button is the settings, or is the menu. Oh, the menu looks so good, too. So we can go down to toggle the running key, and I'll also toggle the speed up key. Those will be important. So we've got a couple options here. We got a bag, which is empty. Trainer card, which has our name, our soft cap. I don't know what that means. Our money, our Pokedex, which is zero, and our time, which is 3 minutes. And it says when we've started, too. So that's pretty cool. We can, of course, save. We've got cards. There's 48 cards and 15 cards per page. 15 cards per page, 48 pages. Okay. All right, let's exit that and click the run key, and let's go take a look around. We've got, we walked up another set of stairs, and we can go north up another set of stairs, and it looks like there's an old person standing on the cliff side, so let's talk to the old person. They say, every now and then, I climb up here to gaze across the wide seas and the mirage on the horizon. I wish I lived closer to this magnificent vista. Oh, okay, cool. So let's go south. There's a Wingull flying. Wingull is a pelican-like Pokemon who is flying around the, or it's an albatross-like Pokemon that's flying around the bay near us. I see a house in front of me, And if I walk south, there's just more cliffs. So let's, I guess, head into the house. The door opens and we walk inside. The house looks rather basic for a house. There's nothing major about it. Looks like there's some shoes by the door, maybe a dresser, and there's a bunch of boxes laying around. And Dad said, "Oh, Kylie, did you get lost in the woods? It took you ages to get here. I was about to call the Mountain Rescue Service." Lordy, lordy. It says, I said, "Dad, I was right behind you. Jeez. Well, does this old house evoke your memories?" It doesn't evoke any memories for me, but it says it feels familiar. It smells familiar. "Yes, it's nice, isn't it?" says Dad. "So anyways, how long will you be staying?" says Kylie. 3 days. "Then I have to return back to work," says Dad. Kylie then says, "Only 3 days, and then you're off again doing your James Pokebond stuff?" Pokebond? "Okay, that's cool." "Yeah," Dad says. "I know it's not much, Kylie, but I promise you we'll get to spend more time together from now on, at least once a month, make exciting trips just like this." "Okay, that's cool. Once a month? I guess that's better than, well, almost never." "I know," says Dad. "Anyways, are you ready to hit the Poke Town? I hear there's a Pokemon trainer to get together in town, held by Mr. Mon. Surely you'll remember him." I say, "A Pokemon trainer get together?" Dad says, "That's right. Pokemon trainers from all of the neighboring towns come here to hang out and exchange the hottest Poke news. And Kylie Kane, I hope you didn't forget. Tomorrow, you get your first Pokemon and officially become a Pokemon trainer. Tomorrow." That sound effect happened again, and I say, "Oh yeah, I can't wait." So someone calls him using the Poke gear sound. It's the chief. Oh, Dad says, "It's the chief, and I have a question mark." Dad says, "Yes, they have located the Reliquary? I understand. I'll be arriving soon." Dad says, "Kylie Kane, Kylie, I hope something's come up. Hope, don't worry, it's a minor thing. I'll be back soon. Okay?" He says, "Aren't you on vacation, Dad?" And he just left. Says, and I say, "Dashing off as usual. I better go catch him. I want to look around the house a little bit and just kind of figure out. I want to turn on the TV." The TV said, "Reporter, we found from unknown sources that the captured leader of the Vordiv group responsible for Pokemon trafficking has escaped. Does this mean the group will rise again?" Ooh, I wonder if that has something to do with what's going on. So there's a couple of rooms in the house. We've just kind of meandered around and wandered into our room, where I'm like, this old smell. I remember I used to play here. I played chess with Dad on this weird chessboard. And there's a single white horse there. Where are the rest of the pieces? I guess they're all lost somewhere by now. There's a bunch of stuff laying around. There's a book I just found. The Double Star tells the imaginary tale of aliens living on a binary star system in the Teddy Ursa Major constellation. There's a PC in here. Ooh, what's in the PC? I booted up the PC and I opened up the Pokemon storage. There's nothing here, of course, as you might expect. I did that again. Let's go to my PC and see if there's anything in there. What's in the item storage? We have one potion. We're gonna withdraw that. That's fine. All right. So items are allowed to be used in this run. So you're wondering what's going on. I tried to go into Dad's room, which is the only other room upstairs down the hall, and it said do not go in there. Shouldn't be snooping around. So there's also a basement level. Let's go down there and check it out. Oh, it's like a Pokemon lab, and there's actually a Pokeball down here. Okay, we can go grab it. It is a love ball. So we have our first Pokeball. There's also a book on the ground. I wonder what's up with the book. Can I look at it? No. What about the PC? Can I look at the PC? Computer is turned on, but there's a long on screen requiring a password. I don't know the password, so I'm not even going to worry about it. Access denied. Okay. I don't know the password, so. There's a bookshelf I looked up. I'm looking to see if there's a password laying around. It doesn't look that way. So I went back upstairs. And it looks like we're going to be leaving. Is this our shoes? No, we can't do anything with that. I thought it was our shoes, but no, that wasn't our shoes. All right, so Dad has just bolted off. And basically, I'm going to go check out that Pokemon trainer get-together. So we can now run back down towards the truck. And, oh, there's a Pokeball up here that I can't get access to. We're continuing on the path, and it's a pretty bog-standard Pokemon world, looks like. But I did find a path. Okay, so I found the path, and I'm grabbing the Pokeball. The Pokeball is one potion. That means we have two potions now, and we just hop it over the ledge I couldn't get past earlier. the sign here. I'm going to press it. It says to the east is Celine Town. To the right is Seaside Vista. Seaside Vista is where we came from. So let's head down the path, and it looks like we have entered Celine Town. There's an old man standing here. Let's talk to him. Gosh darn, these youngsters are swarming the town. I swear Pokemon trainers are getting younger and younger these days. What a disgrace. Oh, what an asshole. There's a lot of people just kind of floating about here. There's a Pidgey actually out, which is pretty cool. Red letters are painted over the mailbox. Says Richie owns. There is a lot of people in this town. Is this the Pokemon Center? Mr. Joyce's Bakery. It's not the Pokemon Center. There's this old lady I want to talk to. So she says, do you love the view from here, or are you about to become a trainer, aren't you? I heard something. Apparently you can catch a lot of starters in the grass. I don't know what starters are, though. Oh, okay, I don't know what starters are either, to be honest with you. There's a bridge, and we're going to cross the bridge and kind of float about a little bit and see if there's anybody interesting here. Looks like there's an old man in front of a door, and I'm imagining he's the Pokemon guy because there's a ton of Pokemon nearby. We've got a Pikachu, a Nidoran. It looks like a couple Pidgeys. You can hear that Pidgey sound effect. There's the Pikachu sound effect. The Nidoran sound effect. There's the Pidgey again. Or is that a different Pidgey? That's a different Pidgey. What does this old man got to say? He's Mr. Mon. Okay. Oh. Oh, hello. You look somehow familiar to me, trainer. Oh, I'm not a trainer. My name's Kylie Kane. My father told me you'd know me. Oh, Kylie Kane, you've grown so much. Quite good to see you. And I see your father isn't with you. Is he busy saving the world again? In fact, yes, he saved the world as we speak. He said he'd be back soon. Marvelous, say Kylie. Could you do me a favor? Could you go to Mr. Joyce for one bag of Pokemon cookies? The Pokemon simply love the cookies, but we seem to have run out of them. Sure, I'll be glad to help. Excellent. Mr. Joyce's house is the one with the red roof. You can't miss it. All right, so let's go back and talk to Mr. Joyce. I like the music for this area. I don't know what it's from, though. I couldn't tell you. There's a lady I just talked to. It says if I'm looking for Mr. Mon's house, it's to the north. Oh, I found the red-roofed house, so let's walk inside and take a look-see. Ooh, there's a ball on the ground. I want to take it. I want to take the ball. I found a lucky shell. I don't know what that does. What does that lucky shell do? Can we look in our bag and find out? Let's find out. Lucky shell, without lucky yolk, it doesn't do much. It looks like a fusion item, maybe? We've got two potions and one love ball. That's dope. Okay, let's go talk to the baker. Hello, baker. Mr. Joyce, Mr. Mon sent me to fetch a bag of cookies for the Pokemon get-together. What a surprise! Someone needs me to cook something. Well, I'd love to make you some, but you see, someone stole all my happy powder. You can't make happy cookies without happy powder. It is known. Who stole it? I'll go get it back. I don't know for sure, but I would assure us that little urchin, Richie. You can get it back, the happy powder, then I'll be happy to make you some cookies. Okay, so we gotta go find Richie. I just walked out the back door. So, where would Richie be? So, I'm wandering through town. I found another Pokeball, which is an Oranberry. Now, can I plant the berry? I'm curious. Young one, you must be wondering what the Lumi Spoil. You can plant Apriplum seeds. If your Apriplum plant needs water, you can use fresh water on it. The Marvis Hobby on its own, but I also heard certain Apriplum flavors can be sold for high prices, and the richer part of the reason, making this hobby very lucrative. Since you're just starting out, I'll give you some Apriplums as a gift. Ooh, we can sell Apriplums. When your Pokemon consume Apriplums, you get Apriplum seeds. Okay, so when a Pokemon consumes that, we get Apriplum seeds. So this mailbox up here was where it said Richie owned, so let's see if Richie's inside. What did Richie do this time? I guess this is Richie's mom. I walked into the house and talked to the lady. Tell you what, why don't you raise him if you're so smart? Oh, Lord, what did Richie do? Where is Richie at? Richie upstairs. Richie's room is a mess. I just walked upstairs. Richie's room is a disaster. It's, like, really bad. There's some boxes laying around, but it's really messy. So let's go see if we can't find this Richie. He's not home, right? Is he one of these kids sitting around? I don't think so. Is he the kid? He wouldn't be the kid sitting behind that house, would he? Probably is, because I immediately, as soon as I talked to this kid, I was like, hey, kid, I know you stole the happy powder from Mr. Joyce. It's time to give it back. Richie says, screw you. I ain't returning anything. Oh, shit. He just ran off. He ran to the south. He ran to the beach. So I'm going to go chase him down. Found him. He said, get away from me. And he ran away again. So So he ran across the bridge. We're going to follow him. And he stopped in front of the stairs. I'm going to catch him again. He says, you can't stop me, fool. Oh, where did he go? Did he go across the bridge? I do not see him up across the bridge with Mr. Mon. So where did he go? Oh, I see the kid. He ran under the bridge. We'll talk to him again. Says, well, I'm going home. All right. And the music changed, which means the chase is over. We're going to go back to Richie's house and walk inside. All right. There's Richie again. What do you want from me? This powder's in my room, idiot. Oh, shit. So Richie told us the powder's in his room somewhere. And there's the powder. We grab the happy powder from his room, which is still a mess. And we walk downstairs and we're going to walk out now. So let's go back to Mr. Joyce's place. And I immediately said, I wonder where Dad went. He should have been back by now. Screen faded to black and said, meanwhile. Is this the time and the place? Unknown voice said that. Oh, I am now in control of Dad. Okay, so I'm in control of Dad, and it looks like I'm walking up into a very dark place with a generator in front of me, and it looks like a Pokemon gym statue sitting nearby. It says, as the time turns, two stars shall reveal the worlds in the sky. All right, so I'm going to enter a door, and I went down some stairs. This place is looking very environmental. Looks like I am. There's a Pokemon in front of me. And a guy named Jones. And Jones says, Agent Hal, I presume. So Dad's name is Hal. So they were expecting me. Absolutely. Your recent endeavors almost brought our entire operations to a halt. It's only natural that we would prepare for your grand arrival. Oh, Lord. Okay. So Hal's like, you laughable fool. Your group was burned to the ground in the last assault. You lost everything. Jones says, you know nothing, Agent Hal. But I'll let you through so you can see for yourself our ashes of our organization. But first, a dance. A duel. Dance, be sharp. Oh, so we have our first combat? Yeah, we're playing as Hal versus Mr. Jones, who is this like character in this really weird thing. So B-Sharp is a fighting steel type, and we have a level 60 Lucario. So we're going to hit this, and I don't remember what's... What does Calm Mind do? I don't remember what any of these moves do. I'm going to do Calm Mind, which raises my special attack and my special defense. And he did Swords Dance, which raises his attack. Okay. So let's do Close Combat. We did Close Combat, hit him pretty hard, and he went down in one shot. The B-Sharp went down in one shot, but my defense fell. And my special defense fell. So he's gone, and I gained a boosted 137 experience points. Mr. Jones is about to send in a Gliscor. Let's see what other Pokemon Hal has. He has a level 60 Lucario, level 60 Abomasnow, and a level 60 Salamence. We're just going to stick with Lucario for now. He's sending Gliscor, which is a ground flying, and we're just going to do Aura Sphere. We hit him with the Aura Sphere, and he went down to half health. It hit very critical, but it wasn't a very effective move. We took half health. That was very effective. Okay, so we need to change out here. We're going to switch in Salamence. The Salamence is pretty strong, I think. I think Salamence is strong. And the Intimidate lowered Gliscor's attack. He used Thunder Fang. So we're going to go and use Dragon Claw. That sounds cool. We hit him with Dragon Claw, and it killed the rest of the way. So Gliscor fainted. Gliscor is like a flying ground creature. Flying ground bat. Lucario gained experience. Salamence gained experience, of course. And now he's sending in Gallade, which is ice, which I think Salamence is flying, so ice is kind of bad here. So let's bring in an Abomasnow and see if Abomasnow actually is better against Gallade. Oh, Gallade Gallade is not the ice type. Gallade is a grass type. Okay. So we're going to do, Ice Beam. Hell yeah, let's do Ice Beam. He does Brick Break, which doesn't hurt me. It hurts me a lot. It did a ton of damage, but we did Ice Beam, which should do an absolute ton of damage to the Pokemon in question, but he outspeeds me by quite a bit. So we're going to bring Salamence back in due to the outspeeding. And the Intimidate's going to lower the attack. He's going to do Brick Break again. It shouldn't do a ton of damage. It did not, since it is not very effective. But the hail that I unleashed earlier by bringing in an Abomasnow actually did buffet me with a little bit of damage. So we're going to do a little bit of fighting. We're going to do We could do fly. I think fly is going to work because Glalie is a grass fighting, I think. So Salamence flew up high. They used Psycho Cut but missed, of course, because Salamence is in the air. The hail, of course, hit me in the air. It always does. It hit Glalie again. So now Salamence does fly. Fly came down, smacked Glalie, and Glalie is dead. Salamence, of course, gained a boosted experience points, and we defeated Mr. Jones. Very well. That's the sound effect from Digimon World 3, by the way. I don't know if you know that, but that's Digimon World 3. I remember this. This is Digimon World 3's music. So, there we go. Fine battle, Agent Hal. And now Mr. Jones is out of our way. We are going to save it. Can we save it? No, we cannot save it here. Okay, let's just keep moving forward then. It looks like more industrial stuff. There's some barrels around us and a door to our north. We're going to go through the door. Oh, no, there's three people around. And Hal said, tried to call for Lucario, but they beat him up. Hal has been captured by the guards, and they disarmed him. So he has no more Pokemon, right? And someone mysterious says, "Welcome, Agent Hal. Do you realize capturing me means nothing? Your group is gone, but I'll humor you. What is it you've done here?" "Oh, you crave answers, Agent. And I'll give them to you. Why? Let's say it's a parting gift." "A parting gift," Hal says. "I wasn't planning on staying for too long. I'm glad you anticipated my move." Okay, the game kind of stuck there. "Agent Hal, have you heard of the Empyreans? They helped me escape and ascend from the abyss you plunged me into." Hal doesn't say a word and then says, "Ha, huh? Are they another one of your petty criminal affiliates?" The mysterious person says, "I suppose I might tell you. Behold, it's an egg." So he says, "The proto-egg that has been incubating here for over 1,000 years will hatch within 41 days. Then our new ruler and with him a new world shall arise." Oh, okay. Okay. And now it comes back to Kylie in town, who has some more errands to do. So let's go deliver the cookies. And once we deliver the cookies, I think that'll be a good place to stop for the day. So let's go deliver these cookies. We're going to cross the bridge again, cross another bridge over to Mr. Hal. And we're going to give the happy cookies to Mr. Mon. And Mr. Mon says the Pokemon will be happy that we delivered them. Mr. Mon says we look tired and that we may have troubled it. And we say we need to rest a bit. Mr. Mon says, Mr. Mon says, "Oh, if it isn't Professor Almond. Kylie Kane, it seems you're in luck. This is the Professor Almond, the famous Pokemon professor." Almond says, "My boots are all muddy. So you're Kylie Kane. I have heard so much about you. It's good to see you have changed your mind about the get-together, Professor." "Get-together? Oh, dear me, I most certainly haven't. What brings me here is an utmost emergency." Mr. Mon says, "Let's go inside." Mr. Mon then says, "Enjoy the get-together." And he's like, he was going to leave me outside, but Almond was like, "No, Kylie, you've got to come with us too." Mr. Mon's like, oh no, what's going on? So we all went inside. Mr. Mon's got a really sparse house, the living room. He's got a big table in there, 4 bookshelves and a couch. So Mr. Mon says, now, what's this all about?" Almond says, "Kylie, I've received word from your father's superiors. They haven't given me much to work with, but in short, they've told me that your father, Kylie, has been captured by an enemy group." Okay. Almond then continues, says, "Furthermore, the reasons to this are unclear, but there will be no attempts to rescue him." "An enemy group?" I say. "What enemy group? No attempts to rescue him? What is going on? Dad would never allow himself to be captured like that." Mr. Mon says, "This is quite unsettling. And this information's all there is?" Almond says, "I'm afraid so, Mr. Mon. Now your father, Kylie, has left a message for you before he took off." "A message?" "Yes, it's actually a letter. Here, I was asked to deliver it to you personally." I obtained Dad's letter, and I put it in the key items bucket. I can't believe this is happening. I know it's not easy, Kylie, but there's still hope. Even though Silentia Agency has given up on your father, there's no reason why any of us should give up." "That's right, Kylie. We're here. We're close friends to your father, and we'll do anything we can to help him. Dad's a pretty good agent. I can't believe he'd ever fail like that. Kylie, please believe me, your father's missing, and we'll do all we can to find him. If you read that letter, come visit my lab in Mara. Just follow the grassy path north of here to reach Mara." I know your father would want you to become follow in his footsteps, becoming a world-class Pokemon trainer. Also, the data you collect will be useful in my ongoing research, so do pay me a visit, Kylie. I'll come. With that, my visit to you has come to an end, Mr. Mon. It's nice to see you again. Huh, likewise, if only the circumstances were not so grim. Take care, Professor. Oh my goodness, this is pretty intense. Grim, dark, surely sisteration would be described with those two words. Kylie, but I'll use neither of those words. Instead, here on out, my quest will be twofold, to become the best Pokemon trainer and to find Dad. Kylie says, Mr. Mon says, Kylie, are you feeling okay? You started mumbling something to yourself. Do you want to rest here for a while? Kylie says, I'll be okay. I'm headed out to Maritown now. Mr. Mon says, good, good. All right, so we can leave now. And if we want, we can continue on to Maritown. But it's time for us to go. I want to thank you for watching. Listening, not watching. You ain't watching this. You're listening to this. I want to thank you for listening. I just hit the save button. I'll catch you next time. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/Kylie Kane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.